If you love Christmas, then all your Christmases have come at once.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas!
This is Christmas Podding, the podcast dedicated to all things Christmas.
Hi.
Who is it?
It's Carol Singers.
This is Christmas Podding's 12 Days of Christmas Podcasts, a podcast every day from now till Christmas Day.
Good King Wenceslas, look out.
Now, here's your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
Well, hi everyone, thanks for joining us and welcome along to Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. Quick calendar check, December 24, we've made it. It's Christmas Eve.
Happy Christmas Eve! One sleep until Christmas, this is it.
We've waited all year for this. We've been doing this show, apart from the last 3 years, since May this year. We've been counting down to today. The big day is tomorrow. So much on today's show. It's day 11 today of our 12 Days of Christmas podcast.
Whew, nearly at the end.
I know, we've really enjoyed being with you for the last couple of weeks. Can we say a quick hello and thank you to the iTunes chart? We've made the top 100. Very proud about that. I mean, you've made this for us. This is not us. You guys have put us there.
This is really huge news for us and a great little Christmas surprise.
Well, no, I thought the iTunes chart was broken because we weren't in the top anything. And all of a sudden, we're number 73 in Australia.
Thank you, listeners.
And we're number 56 in New Zealand. So I want to congratulate and thank you, our New Zealand cousins, for loving us more than our own here in Australia.
Thank you.
So thank you, guys. What are we talking about on today's show? We will get into the Christmas stress. Today is traditionally the most stressful day of the year.
Yeah.
What are you stressing about for the big day tomorrow? I've got to admit, we're hosting this year, as are you. I'm feeling it. I'm actually, and then we host the podcast, and I'm feeling Christmas stress now.
Oh, so. Agreed. I mean, there is just a long to-do list that needs to be done. So let's just try and take it a bit at a time. That's all you can do.
Look, and the whole thing about celebrating Christmas is that, you know, you become the person you want to be in the season. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, the day after. But are you celebrating what we call here in Australia a bogan Christmas?
Yes.
A little uncouth, a little unsophisticated, a little,
I think just a bit rowdy.
Rowdy.
If you don't live in Australia, we know that term well. But yes, for the overseas listeners, it just means, someone who's a little, you know, perhaps a little lower socioeconomic.
Yeah, well, if you're in the UK, it'd be like, those in the EastEnders. Oh, yeah, those guys, you know, a bit Cockney.
Okay.
So we've tried to describe it. We'll get onto that a little later on in the show. Let's start today. Oh, with getting in early. So is your fridge full at the moment?
Yeah, we actually flicked on the second fridge this week.
You've got two fridges.
Yeah, we've got a downstairs spare fridge and it spends probably 50 weeks of the year off because we never need it except for a week like this.
Yeah.
It's been on this week.
My fridge is full and they say that, you know, the next couple of days you are going to eat to excess. We did the calorie count a few episodes ago, 7,000 calories tomorrow. We are being warned, maybe advised, spread it out. Don't wait till tomorrow. Christmas leftovers are fantastic, but what's in your fridge today that you can make a start on? I mean, I know I haven't even sliced my ham yet.
Me too.
Tomorrow's the ham day. You
know? Yes.
They reckon get it out of the way early. Why aren't we cooking up the ham today, enjoying it tonight? And it's almost leftovers for Christmas Day. Would you even think about cracking it open early?
Yeah, I would actually, because also another thing that a lot of people do is you might, for your Christmas breakfast, do a ham and cheese croissants or ham and eggs, you know, do a bit of a cook up.
Mm.
So that's the perfect use for your Christmas ham, going early on it. I don't think you have to wait at all. And I think the ham should be done in advance because you're going to need your oven for your turkey or your other meat.
Well, they're saying it lightens the load, you know, being able to reuse food, you're saving on waste. If you start eating now, you're going to eat longer into the season. There's just something that I cannot cook my ham early. I want to present that ham tomorrow. I want to put it on the table.
As a full
where it is uncut
ham.
And it's just, you know, the fat is just dripping off. You know, I've got the maple glaze. It's going to look fantastic. I'm the type of guy that would buy another ham. So instead of opening the main ham, I've got two Christmas trees. I've got the main tree and the subsidiary tree. I've got the main ham and I've got the secondary ham. I've already done one ham 3 weeks ago. I'm on to my second tomorrow.
Okay, maybe so you're thinking maybe three hams.
I don't
know. There's a presentation ham and then there is another ham.
But it's not just the ham. What about the rest of the food? Why are we not jumping on board and eating big today? Why is it all tomorrow? Like, it's almost like, don't eat much today.
That's a good question.
You want to leave a bit of room for tomorrow. Like, why are we having massive feasts on Christmas Eve?
That's a very good question, and I don't really know. But, like, for example, I won't roast my potatoes
until tomorrow. Yeah.
So they're sitting in the pantry raw, you know, uncooked. So, yeah. I don't know. I think it's the practicality of, like, these are the Christmas salads I'm doing,
yeah,
and I won't do them until tomorrow.
Look, you know, take our advice or not, they're saying this is what we should be starting early. Start today, get that food underway, put out the nibbles. I love the concept. I'm not going to be great on the practicality because, yeah, like you, I know where I'm putting the ham and the chicken roll tomorrow. It's going to be a tight squeeze in my oven.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really tight tomorrow.
Are you going to be okay?
No, I'm going to struggle.
Well, remember my tip from Christmas in July of I did the ham in the barbecue, in the hooded barbecue.
No, I'm not doing that.
Why not?
Well, there'd be a side order of spiders for a start.
Oh. Has it not been opened in a while?
Not for a while, no.
Because you tasted how delicious
it was fantastic.
Done in the barbecue.
Then I'd have to clean the barbecue. So
yeah,
one less thing to do.
Sure.
Look, hang with us. It's our Christmas Eve edition, day 11 of 12 Days of Christmas podcast. We're talking Christmas stress up soon. Oh, and something fun in a couple of minutes as well. What we're most proud of this season. We've given you a lot of tips and tricks along the way. What advice did we take from ourselves in the last couple of months? We'll get to that coming up next on Christmas Podding.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness, and thanks for joining us at day 11 of 12 Days of Christmas podcast. If you haven't downloaded our Spotify playlist yet, we've got the perfect Christmas Day soundtrack set up and ready to go. So many good tunes, a couple of hours of Christmas classics all there for you. Listen, we know today, tomorrow, the two most stressful days of the season. How not to freak out tonight for tomorrow's biggest concerns. Are you stressing about tomorrow already?
Look, a little bit. I'm really trying not to, and I've tried to plan my week such that I am organized and everything is under control. But as I was writing out my Christmas menu to stick on the fridge.
Nice hot tip.
Yes, exactly.
I'm doing the same thing.
To stick on the fridge,
yeah,
so that I know everything is there. I'm a little unsure about the timing of everything. So, you know, the kids will be up early. We'll do presents. Then we do 7 a.m. park run.
Mm.
So that's about an hour and a half out of
up?
The morning.
What's your bedtime?
Oh, they get up like 5. Before 5.
I've told you before that our weekend bedtime wake up is 8:30.
Yeah.
It's 7:30 tomorrow. So we're a 7:30 wake up.
That's early for you.
That's very early.
That would be like an extreme sleep.
I'll have to set an alarm.
You're kidding. Anyway, I'm just, you know, it's about what time to put the turkey in the oven, what time to put the potatoes in, because
what's your cook time? 2 hours on your turkey?
3 in total. But including the resting time.
Yeah, right.
But then there's prep time. So you've got it, like, you've got to prep the turkey, stuff it. You know, it's just
but
working
this is
out.
Second nature to you. Like, you can cook.
I know, but there's
still. I haven't cooked Christmas lunch for a decade.
Yeah.
So I'm freaking out about the same thing. So I'm going to put the ham and the chicken loaf roll, you know, in the oven at the same time. An hour and 15 minutes.
But so you've got to allow extra time when there's two things in the
oven.
Do
you?
Yes. So like my potatoes, I would normally do for, say, 30 minutes. But because the turkey's in there.
Is that a thing?
I've got to allow. Yes.
Can I be honest? I did not know that.
Yes. You've got to allow more time. This is why I'm a little edgy about it.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Because I had my whole things written down. Now, one thing you would have known about this show is that we're both pretty organised.
Yeah.
I'm a little more organised than her, but that's okay. We all have our strengths.
We do.
But I also have a list on the fridge, and I was just going to whack them both in the oven at the same time.
No.
And then I was going to whack my potatoes on the bottom shelf.
You have to allow more time when there's multiple things cooking.
But I can't work that out then. Like, I literally can't work that out.
There's a bit of guesswork involved. Like, what time do I then put the nibblies in? Like, I'm going to make these little puff pastry bites. Like, should I do them early before the turkey goes in?
Yeah.
Or, you know, and when do I set the table? I'm still, you know, I'm going to have to work that in between.
Like, I'm going to have my table set before people arrive.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, like, just the timing of my whole morning.
You just reminded me. I haven't set a time for the guests. I haven't told people what time to come tomorrow.
I know. Like, what time do you want to be sitting down for lunch? Because you should really work from that.
Well, the sooner
because
they
you
get,
want nibblies, like, an hour before
the sooner
that.
They get there, the sooner they leave. So, you know, I want to. I don't want to eat at 12. But I'm like, all right, well, we're sort of mingling around 12, you know, probably eat around 1.
Yeah.
And or 2 o'clock, see you later. You know, go.
Oh, that's quite quick.
Really?
Yeah.
Considering it's my mum and dad and my wife's mum and dad, you can't get any closer than the parents.
That's what I've got as well, actually, both sets of parents.
Both sets.
And the sister, yeah.
How did our Christmases match up?
We are identical.
It's just, I don't know how that happened. Yes, so the timing is a factor. I'm not worried about the other stuff in terms of everyone gets along in our family.
Yeah, same.
There's not going to be arguments.
Yeah.
My sister's coming and she's the greatest auntie in the world. Mm-hmm. In fact, I had to tell Mum, I said, can you not go overboard with gifts? Like, my family love a good gift.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's just embarrassing.
Okay.
Like, it's nice. Just give them cash.
Well,
know?
Look, and that can also be a bit of an issue, can't it, when both sets of grandparents are there.
Yeah.
Because is there a bit of competition going on there?
If there is, we don't know about it. Both sets of grandparents are generous. Mm. But we're trying to say, look, it's not about the gifts.
No.
I'm just glad everyone's going to be there. So, yes, stresses are building. And somewhere in there, we have to play with the gifts. Like, I won't reveal now what we've got the kids. I'll tell you on tomorrow's Christmas Day show. But we've got some good gifts coming.
Me too.
We're going to have some.
We're going to have to allow, decent amount of outdoor time.
We need to get a nap in there as well.
Yeah, the Christmas nap.
And the movie.
Wow, this is going to be a really busy day.
I need it over 2 days.
Have you got Boxing Day plans?
No, that's why you have one set of parents on Christmas Day. And you do it all again on the. We'll get there. It's all good. We've given so many tips and tricks over the last couple of months. We actually put our mind to it and thought, have we taken any of our own advice? Like I said, have we listened to anything we've said on this podcast? Couple of things. What we're most proudest of, what have we achieved throughout the season? We'll get to that coming up next on Christmas Podding.
We're talking all things Christmas. You've downloaded Christmas Podding, a podcast that celebrates Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
Available now, just in time for Christmas. It's Christmas Podding's podcast playlist. Liam and Ness's ultimate list of Christmas classics like this.
Oh, yeah. Candles burning low.
Festive bays like this.
We're talking all things Christmas. You've downloaded Christmas Podding, a podcast that celebrates Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness, and this is our Christmas Eve special, day 11 of 12 days of Christmas podcast. Hey, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for making this podcast popular. I mean, we just started this as something to do on the side, and all of a sudden we've got friends all over the world new friends who are tuning in. Who would have thought the world loved Christmas? I guess we did when we chose Christmas as our podcast topic because we know that people love this so
much. Exactly.
A lot of passionate supporters, and we really appreciate that. Right now, the tips and tricks you've been listening to over the last couple of seasons, what of our own advice have we taken? Like, what are we most proudest of from the stuff that we've put out there? I'm happy to go first. Loyalty points on my credit card and, you know, your shopping centre. I've cashed them all in. I'm almost embarrassed to say how much I cashed them in this year. I cashed in $600 worth of points.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I got. I got a $200 shopping voucher.
Yeah.
I just went to the shops. And
that's amazing.
Didn't pay a cent.
Yeah.
All that money. My wife and I realised that we had all these points on one of the airlines.
Yeah.
No one's flying at the moment.
No.
Bought both our Christmas presents on points.
So good.
Didn't pay for Christmas presents for my wife and I.
Yeah.
And because it was on points, we bought more presents because we weren't paying for it.
It's so good, isn't it?
And then my dad and my father-in-law, we found presents for them on points. Don't tell them. We haven't paid for presents.
No.
We saved so much money. Well, hang on a second. I've got to backtrack. We earned those points.
Of course.
So we've
You did pay for them.
We've spent money along the way.
Yeah.
But we just thought, what a blessing are loyalty points. And if you're not checking how many you've got, if you're not cashing them in, you are missing out at Christmas time.
And I have to say, you were a bit of a cashing in the points skeptic a couple of seasons ago.
Pretty sure you brought it up, didn't you?
Yep. Yeah. And I reckon it elicited a bit of an eye roll from you.
No, I just have a gammy eye.
It's that lazy eye.
Yeah.
Anyway,
my left eye's lazy.
You weren't really on board,
I wasn't, for
getting vouchers
from your
points.
I thought it was a lame tip.
Yeah.
I really did.
I know. And look at you now.
Cashed it all in.
Cashed up
that's,
on points.
That's money in my pocket that we can do other stuff with for holidays.
It's
and I
so
just
good.
Think, so I'm most proudest of cashing in points and sussing them out. And I'm really vigilant on it too.
Yeah.
Like I'll go there. I chase the points. So I'll buy my petrol at the service station that gives double points.
To get the points, yeah.
Double points.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Yes. See, great tip.
What tip have we given that you're most proudest of using?
Yes. It's the whole line of be kind to your future self. And so part of that for me this year was...
Can I just pause you for a second, Nostradamus?
Yeah.
In my head, well, I'm the Nostradamus. In my head, I said to myself, I bet she says notes to her future self.
Yep.
In my head, I predicted it.
You did. Part of that was I finished up work earlier this year than I ever have before.
You've been off for weeks.
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
I've been off for 2 days.
I know. And honestly, like this is the first time I have often worked right up until Christmas Eve or a couple of days before Christmas. Mm. I feel like a different person this year. You know, first of all, we've had time to do this podcast. Mm. I had time for a little pre-Christmas getaway, which was amazing.
And mind you, we're only getting the podcast done hours in advance. I need to be honest there. Like, we're just getting it. We're just uploading in time. It's a bit of work for me.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I appreciate that you appreciate.
Yeah, I do.
You went to Daydream Island, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for international listeners... It's everything as it sounds. It's a tropical paradise.
It is.
Vanessa's gone for a week away. Like, we had to record early because, Vanessa's going away for a week.
Tell them all the hints.
No, but it was like, it was amazing.
You know, part of that is like, wow, I feel like I've really had time to have social events, to get my cooking done, my little gift, handmade gifts. I've made cards this year because I had a bit of extra time pre-Christmas. So, you know, I feel like that has made a really big difference, as well as just the little things along the way. Like, you know, we now have permanent screws on the outside of the house for the Christmas lights for next year.
Who put them up?
My husband. After the sticky hooks fell down.
Yes, the Christmas fail of 2020. Yeah.
So I learned a lot about that this year.
And now I think you'll find those screws were, that was my idea, wasn't it?
Probably.
Yeah.
But now that's ready for next year. How easy is it going to be for me to put up the Christmas lights next year? Because those little permanent hooks are already in place.
I encourage you to put up more lights for Christmas in July. The hooks are already there.
Yeah, maybe I
maybe
will.
Maybe you will. Well, look, we hope you've got something out of this podcast, whether it be some tips or tricks along the way. And let us know. Send us a message or on our Facebook page. In fact, write that one down. What have you learned from this podcast? We'll put that up tonight.
Sure.
No, write it down because you'll forget.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm getting
write a note. Write a note to your future self, as I like to say.
I've lost my pen.
Coming up next, what are you going to do tomorrow if you find yourself alone? So if you can't be with family on Christmas Day, and I know there's plenty of us that can't be, it's not all lost. We've got some ideas for you. Up next on Christmas Potting.
The most wonderful time of the year starts with a Christmas podcast. You're listening to Christmas Potting, a podcast where Christmas calls home with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Potting. Our names are Liam and Ness. Look, we're doing a podcast today, 12 Days of Christmas Podcast. There's a whole back catalogue as well. So many of you have said, hey, I just go back and listen to all the old episodes because, you know, I like talking Christmas. And so do we. That's why we started this podcast.
Yep.
And we're not just done today. There'll be an episode for Christmas Day and we'll do a 2020 wrap-up in a week or so's time as well. So plenty of things have changed in the last couple of weeks. Borders have closed and people won't be able to spend Christmas with loved ones. What do you do if you find yourself alone tomorrow? I've had friends who all of a sudden are in lockdown.
I know.
2 week lockdown. No one planned for that. I don't even know how some people are getting food tomorrow. You know?
Yeah.
They're shopping online or... And I know in the UK, our UK listeners can only spend it with certain... Like, you've got to pick. It's like Sophie's Choice.
Yeah.
Do I spend it with my son or my daughter?
I know.
Like, how do you pick your favourite child?
It's really sad to see people's long-standing plans change and parents heartbroken when they can't see their kids at Christmas. You know, it is a very difficult Christmas for many.
I thought about it. I thought, yes, but we do put too much pressure on the one day. So there are plenty of other days of the year that can be just as special. So just a couple of things that came to mind, what you can do tomorrow if you are alone. You could possibly volunteer. I know that might also be problematic at the moment, but there might be churches doing meals or something somewhere where you can just give of your time. If you had nothing else to do, what are you going to – you're going to watch 20 movies back to back?
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like a great day to me.
Yeah.
But –
Well, I know that sounds like your dream day.
Or you could give back.
Yes, giving back also. Yeah, you're right. It might be a little late notice the day before Christmas to volunteer,
you
but there's little random acts also that can be done.
Join another family. I don't think there'd be any family in the world that would say, oh, no, you can't spend Christmas Day with us. So if your neighbours, like even if you have to ask, I know that's embarrassing, why don't we flip it? Do you know someone that's spending Christmas Day alone? Yeah. Go and ask someone to spend Christmas with you tomorrow.
As I said in a previous episode too, I've seen multiple times now on some of my local community Facebook group pages where people saying, hey, if your plans have changed, if you are now without family, please let me know and come along. You are more than welcome.
Absolutely.
And it's heartwarming to see.
Exercise, you know, if, apart from those 7,000 calories you're going to be eating tomorrow, just go for a walk around the block. Maybe find a beach somewhere. Find a bush trail and go for a walk and treat yourself to some exercise.
Can I put it in here? Christmas Day park run. Probably happening. At a park
is
near
it definite
you.
Though? See some of, the ones in Sydney are off.
Yeah, that's right. In certain states and countries, but in some parts, park run is on. So that's a great opportunity to get out.
And look, I love that. I love that song. Love the one you're with. I only know the Shantuzis version, which was an Australian cover. I'm sure someone else did it first. But it doesn't matter who you're going to spend tomorrow with. Just make a day of it. You know, take some food over. Even if it's you and your housemate or whoever, just love the one you're with tomorrow and
also,
enjoy the day.
How good are we now with FaceTime and Zoom and things like that, where we still can have some time together? You know, it might, and it doesn't have to just be the phone call, but like maybe set it up on the table and you both sit down with a drink of bubbly and, you know, you open a couple of presents together or, you know, like there's actual experiences you can do apart but together on a FaceTime situation.
I actually like the idea of that because you know what? Then there's no one hanging around longer. You know, the linger when people don't leave. Yeah. Hey, got to go. And then there's no hanging at the, you know, have that long goodbye at the front door or you send at their car and there's another conversation at the car.
Mm-hmm.
What? Didn't we just, you know what I mean?
I know. All you're thinking about is your Christmas nap and they want to keep on talking.
Just keep chatting. Like, no, we're done. It's been a great day. And I'll see you,
see
you next time. So there's plenty you can do tomorrow. We hope that whoever you're spending it with, that you just make the most of it. Coming up next on Christmas Potting, Australians have revealed the most bogan Christmas habits. I mean, we have a reputation worldwide for being a little uncouth, a little loud. We're going to prove it to you next. The things that we do here in Australia, we'll do a bit of a checklist if you are celebrating bogan style up next on Christmas Potting.
You're listening to Christmas Potting, a podcast all about Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Potting. Our names are Liam and Ness. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Day 11, 12 days of Christmas podcasts in a row. Very proud that we've made the iTunes chart. You put us there. 73 in Australia, 56 on the New Zealand charts, just by download. I mean, they're way down, but we'll take it.
Thank you for the downloads.
We'll take it.
It all helps and matters.
Look, it's a term we use a lot in Australia, bogan. Someone who's a little uncouth, a little loud, with all you know, a bit of an East Ender type.
Just a bit rough around the edges.
How rough is your Christmas? So they've done the test, you know, how bogan is an Australian Christmas. Let's see how many of these we actually do. Do you put reindeer antlers on your car?
No, I've never done that.
Me either.
You know, I like Christmas novelties, but no. Like, your car doesn't look like a reindeer. Well, sorry.
I think you said once in a previous podcast, there's plenty of other real estate that needs to be taken up. The car is not one of them.
Yeah, that's a nice.
We were out looking at Christmas lights last night and someone had decked out the entire car in Christmas lights. Now, part of me went, wow. And the other part of me went, wow.
Yeah. What I do like is the buses. Yep. The public buses.
Saw heaps of them last night.
Yes. Yeah. So they get really festive. I like that. It's like the public cheer, you know.
Yeah,
I think
really
that's
good.
A really nice idea.
Are you drinking Crown Lager? That's a sign of a bogan Christmas. Cut up cheese cubes.
Oh, yes, yeah.
We're doing that.
Oh, no. You've got to have nicer cheese than cut up cheddar cubes.
It's not just cheddar. You can cut up nice cheese.
Yeah, but don't cube it. Mm. Have it in a wheel. I agree with this. That's bogan to me.
Side note, how's your Christmas cheese advent calendar going?
I love
it. Have you finished it?
No, not quite.
Yeah, like I've got one or two to go.
Me too. Yeah. Not enough of my favourite, which was the cranberry. I love cranberry cheese.
And the
Jarlsberg,
the little Jarlsberg wheel was nice too. I love
that
as well.
That was delicious.
Have you got a white Christmas tree? I think you do, don't you?
I used to. Mm. Turned yellow after one Christmas, threw it out. It was a very cheap tree.
White Christmas trees say uncouth.
Mm-hmm.
Are you posting selfies that say Merry Christmas, you filthy animal? Guilty as charged.
No, not me, but you definitely.
I'm ticking a few of these off.
You've got your shirt.
No, I think it's the greatest Christmas saying of all time. I think it's hilarious.
It is pretty bogus.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Why? In what way?
Because it's saying you're filthy animals. Like, that's a bogan thing to say.
But it comes from a movie.
Yeah, I know, but
how did it go from being an American movie to being a bogan trait?
Because it's not a nice thing to
say. If I say to you on the way out the door, Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
No, I don't appreciate that.
I think it's a term of endearment.
I know it's a movie line, but I don't want it said to me.
What would you rather me say?
Just Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Vanessa.
Yeah, exactly. Hmm. All right, you are definitely a bogus.
I've ticked a few off.
Yes.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm shocked at how many of these. Well, that's not true. I've got one or two. You got one or two yourself. What are you talking about?
No, I haven't had any on this list.
Well, you were the white Christmas tree. You can't deny
that. But I quickly learned that lesson and then stopped.
You've got
it.
A frosted tree, which is almost white.
That's not bogan.
I think we're fringe. I think we're on the fringe.
You're a little closer.
Absolutely.
Than me.
You're just behind me. So we're a 2 out of 10. We're on the way. Coming up next, we're going to wrap it up with our mailbag. Well, you've been sending us so many letters and DMs. It's hard to keep up.
Yes.
But we wanted to reach out and say thank you to you guys. We'll get to that and sing one of our own songs. We wrap up every episode with a little ditty of our own. We'll do that on Christmas Podding up next.
We're talking all things Christmas. You've downloaded Christmas Podding, a podcast that celebrates Christmas. With your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Look, it's Christmas Eve, wherever you may be downloading us from all around the world. Our names are Liam and Ness. We've got an episode for you tomorrow as well. Please join us for our Christmas Day special. We've got lots on tomorrow's show, including we're doing our gift exchange. We've never done this before.
We're excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see you put on your game face.
You've been dropping no hints to me. Like, I've been asking a lot of questions about it.
I've had the gift in front of you. Like, the last couple of days I brought it into the studio.
Yeah, I know. But you're not answering anything. You're not giving anything
away.
Well,
if you can't work it out, then your detective powers are not as good as
that. Well, it's in the shape of a Toblerone.
Why would you spoil it like that? Why would you come out and say it?
I thought we said that yesterday.
How can it be, like, the shape of a Toblerone? Like, what else comes in the shape of a Toblerone? Oh, you've just wrecked Christmas. you've just wrecked my Christmas. Read the mail.
Okay.
You wrecked
Sorry.
It. Hilarious.
Sorry. I thought it was a red herring. Like,
oh, well.
Well, yeah.
Read
you could
your
have
mail.
Wrapped it in something else.
It's wrapped.
Okay.
In the shape of
in a shoebox or something.
Go.
Okay, Mary Lou has written in. She said she recently discovered the podcast, loves listening.
Yes.
Favorite Christmas song? Last Christmas.
Same as me.
Same as you.
Mary Lou.
Now, she loves playing that game, which is Whamageddon.
Yeah, I love it too.
How you go as long as you can in December without hearing it.
Oh, no, I'm the opposite.
But exactly what Mary Lou says. Right. She is the opposite. She has heard it, listened to it, 88 times since September the 4th. She's been doing this since before I put my Christmas
That's
tree
up. That's a bit
up,
light on,
which
Mary
is a
Lou.
Long
like,
time.
I would have heard it twice, at least twice a day for the last 2 months. So do the math on that.
Yeah.
I got to be sitting up around the 100.
Yeah.
At least.
So usually she counts it from Thanksgiving to Christmas Day, but mm-hmm. she went early this year from September, 88 listens to last Christmas. So I just love that Christmas spirit. Well done.
Thank you
Mary
for the email.
Lou.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we heard from Judy. She's listening from here in Brisbane. She says, look, actually, unlike most people, don't love the movie Love Actually.
What?
That was a bit of a controversial comment.
Because we put up a post saying it was the greatest Christmas movie of all time. That's
so
right.
She disagrees, but that's okay. Like we're open to Christmas discussions here. All-time favourite, While You Were Sleeping. Is that a Christmas movie?
I don't. It must be because it's cold. It's in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Set at Christmas time. Mm. Okay. But Dash and Lily is apparently an 8-part Christmas series on Netflix that she loves. But she wanted to hear some recommendations, which you lovingly provided. Mm. you know, lots of...
Well, I think if you didn't see the email chain, but I rebutted her comment and I said, well, if you don't like Love Actually, you really have no taste, is what I think I said to her. Ouch. But I do...
Let's not get the listeners offside.
No, but, you know, like Judy's had a swipe. And it's like, Judy, we love the movie. It's our favourite Christmas movie. And she's come out and said, you guys don't have any taste. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, you don't have any taste. And then it got a little escalated and then it calmed down.
Anyway, some others that Judy has recommended are The Family Man, Elf, Miracle on 34th Street, loves the classics, The Holiday, Merry Christmas.
Seen all those.
And she loves the Hallmark movies.
The
like
Family
you.
Man is an underrated Christmas movie. That's Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
It's the old one where you wake up in the life you would have had. So right. I think Tia Leone or someone's in with him and they could have got married and they didn't. And all of a sudden...
Okay, bit of sliding doors.
Absolutely, it's sliding doors.
I love it.
Listen, join us on tomorrow's show. So Christmas Day, this is the big one, guys. Don't miss tomorrow's show. Get us on nice and early while you're prepping your Christmas dinner. You don't want to miss the Christmas gift exchange. This is going to be such a letdown. Vanessa wants to film it. Do you expect my reaction to be that bad, do you?
I just think it could provide some interesting visuals.
I can tell you what my reaction is going to be. Oh, great. Oh, thanks.
Well, now you're saying that, I'm just going to think any reaction is fake.
It's not fake. It's just generic.
Why?
I'm looking forward to it. You've built this up way too much.
You're the one always talking about
way
it.
Way too much. That's on tomorrow's show. We'd like to wrap it up with a song of our own. This is legitimately us singing.
Yep.
Very minimal auto-tune. We asked for a lot more than what they whacked on this track.
A bit disappointed in that.
Absolutely disappointing in that. or disappointed, whatever the word is. As we like to say, it's never too early.
Never too late.
To wish someone a Merry Christmas.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in jingle bell square. In the frosty air, what a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time, go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock. Jingle bell, jingle bell. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in jingle bell square, in the frosty air. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time, snowing and blowing up bushes of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time, it's a swell time to go gliding on a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in a jingling feet. That's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell
ride. Amy and I had a fight the other night about what vegetables we're going to cook.
Yeah.
Because none of us like pumpkin except my wife.
Okay.
And she's like, we need to have baked pumpkin. I said, I'm cooking. I'm not putting pumpkin in my oven. And she's like, that's all I want. It's the only food I want. Like, she loves pumpkin.
Yeah.
She's like, my mum and dad love pumpkin. Your mum and dad love pumpkin.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but I'm...
But you don't love
pumpkin. But I'm cooking. So, you know.
So where did it land?
I'm cooking pumpkin.
Of course. Good Christmas husband.
Yes, exactly. As long as I get my potatoes and asparagus, I'll be happy.
Yeah.